Hello, Mossy. How are you, mate?
Not as good as you guys. Hope you're having a great time.
We sure are over here in South Australia. Now, we've had a game this morning in the Premier League, and the title race, we've only got, four or five games to go. Manchester City 4-0 over Brighton this morning. And, on Wednesday, Arsenal 5-0 over Chelsea. So their title chase going well. Liverpool falling apart. 2-0. A loss to Everton at Goodison Park yesterday. What have you made of the title race over the course of this week, Mossy?
I'm going to go a step further than you, Middo. You're saying it's falling apart. I'm going to say it's fallen apart. It's done. I just can't see Liverpool doing it from here. And I think there was a dose of Manchester City salt poured into the Liverpool wounds this morning because that was a statement win by Manchester City away against Brighton. Did you expect Manchester City to win? Yes, of course, but that easily, that comfortably, 4-0 away from home. Brighton's a tough place to go at the best of times. And when you've got the likes of De Bruyne, Foden, Alvarez stepping up and scoring goals this close to the end of the season, you can sense Manchester City smell blood in the water. And this is a special time of the year for them. They know how to close the deal, seal the deal, if you like. But that's not taking away anything from Arsenal, who are staying in this fight right up to their eyeballs. They've still got that lead over Manchester City by 1 point, but Manchester City with that game in hand against Spurs, which, that's not going to be easy, not by any stretch. That's away at Spurs on the 15th of May, so that will be telling, no doubt. But yeah, Liverpool just not good enough, unfortunately. I think it's the goal-scoring department, too much reliance on Mo Salah, Diogo Jota, who hasn't had a great run with injuries, and Salah just horribly out of form at the moment. For his high standards, he's one of the all-time greats, but just hasn't been able to carry the team on his shoulders. And Nunes, for me, the new manager, who we'll talk about in a moment, who it's likely to be, but I think he's got a big decision to make on Mo Salah. Does he continue with him with 1 year left on his contract? Nunes, for me, needs to be moved on. We need a prolific goal scorer if we're going to start the new era post-Klopp, on a positive note.
Is there some news on who the new manager is going to be, Mossy, is there?
There is, Loz, and it's got an Aussie connection, funnily enough. Feyenoord manager, so from the Duchy of Odessa, Arne Slot, who is their manager. He won the league in Holland last year. He's just won the cup, the Dutch cup. He's a manager with great pedigree, and his head of performance is a young Manly Warringah boy, Lee Egger, who's been at Feyenoord with him for a few seasons. And I caught up with Lee recently, and he said he's looking forward to staying with Arne Slot. He's very, very close to him, a key part of his team. So if Arne Slot ends up at Liverpool, and he's come out and said he wants to go to Liverpool, so the two clubs are in talks at the moment, then that could be great news for an Aussie head of performance manager as well. And I think it'll be a good fit for Liverpool as well. He plays a 4-3-3. Same system as Klopp. He's a young manager on the rise. He's also got the likes of AC Milan, Bayern Munich and Barcelona chasing him. Spurs were after him last year and didn't get him. So, watch his space. But I think the smoke is turning to white-hot flames at the moment for Arne Slot going to Liverpool.
Mossy, we always talk about promotion and relegation at this time of year. It's been a fascinating season in the Championship. Looks like Leicester City are going to bounce straight back to the Premier League.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. I think one of the toughest, if not the toughest league in the world. It's an absolute slog, the Championship. But as you said, quite rightly, Leicester are heading straight up. Leeds have just confirmed that they will go up. They're in prime position, aren't they, Middo? 90 points after 44 games. So
Them or Ipswich will be going up.
Yes, that's right. It's a two-horse race for the automatic promotion. And then, of course, you've got the playoffs for the other four sides. down to Norwich, who are in those playoff spots at the moment with a 3-point lead from Hull City. So, yeah, it's always an exciting time of year in the Championship because the riches that come with promotion are absolutely outstanding. It'd be great to see, particularly like Leicester, of course, and we know the dream run they had to winning the EPL. I think it was 2014, if memory serves me. But Leeds United have a lot of Aussie fans, so to see them go back up, I think, would be fantastic as well.
What about back home in the A-League, Mossy? Who do you like tonight, Brisbane Roar v Adelaide United?
Yeah, g'day, Clarky. Mate, it's an interesting one, this, because both clubs with nothing to play for, really. Their seasons are dead. So it's a dead rubber in regards to the table. But I think Brisbane Roar go in as favourites because Ruben Zadkovic has just been announced as the permanent manager for the next two seasons. So a bit of stability there. He's done a great job since he took over earlier this season. I think he was like the fourth manager in one season or something like that, something ridiculous. So a bit of stability there for Brisbane, who are doing a lot of the right things off the field. So I'm going to tip them in tonight's one.
Who gets the Premier's plate? And I see that match, that catch-up match between the Mariners and Adelaide scheduled for Wednesday, Mossy.
Yeah, next Wednesday, the 1st of May. And it's actually worked out very, very well for the APL because they've got to play their final of the AFC Cup. So the Mariners into the final with a brilliant result this week at home. And that can be played on the first weekend of the finals because they get the first week off by virtue of finishing first or second. Look, Central Coast would have to be favourites, I think. But Wellington Phoenix hold the 1-point lead, which is a psychological advantage going into this league, into this weekend, sorry. Wellington hosting MacArthur at home. I think they'll get the points there. Mariners play Newcastle away in the F3 Derby on Saturday night, tomorrow night. So I think Central Coast will get the points there. So really, it will come down to that game in hand against Adelaide next Wednesday night, the 1st of May.
What about Mossy, sorry, mate, in the A-League women's semi-finals? Who do we expect to see in the final next week?
Yeah, look, I think it'll be as the script suggests, Loz. I think Sydney FC holding a 1-0 aggregate advantage over the Mariners will get the job done at home on Saturday, tomorrow afternoon. And Melbourne City hold a 3-0 aggregate lead over the Newcastle Jets, and they play them in Melbourne on Sunday afternoon. So I think you'll see a Sydney FC Melbourne City Grand Final, and that will be hosted, I would imagine, down in Melbourne because Melbourne won the Premier's plate, so they finished above Sydney on the ladder.
Got a multi for us, Mossy?
Of course I have, Mido. Of course I have. I'm going to go with Wolves to beat Luton at home, into Newcastle to beat Sheffield United at home, into Crystal Palace to beat Fulham away. Now, Crystal Palace have won 3 from 3, including some big scalps in the last 3 weeks. So they're in fine form. Fulham, 1 win in the last 3. So I'm going to tip Crystal Palace for what would be a slight upset. They're 1 point behind Fulham on the table. So Wolves into Newcastle, into Crystal Palace.
And that's paying $8.28, that treble with Tab. And you're going for a hat-trick, aren't you, Mossy? So go well. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Enjoy the golf.